today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Do you realize how bad it really is in the airports in America? Do you have any idea? As an American, I'm talking to our American audience at the moment, because we do have an international audience. Those of you that have just sort of thought that, oh, it's just a little pat down. It's just a, you know, a little scan by the man with the magnetic wand checker. It's no big deal.
Are you about to launch into some really hacky stand up? What's the deal with airports today? Airport security is crazy. What's up with that?
No, I want to know, if you realize how insane it really has gotten, because we have a description of, as he puts it, an odyssey. A man from Argentina trying to visit the United States. I'm going to share that with you here in a moment. But first, I want to invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. And this is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Again, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you, by the way.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
It is the Monday night edition. So we're going to get into this here, but we've got to go to the phones first, because Mike is on the line in Texas, and you're on Free Talk Live, the Torgo. Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Rick called in last Saturday, and between the shouting matches, he brought up an issue that maybe you guys should live somewhere outside of America if you don't like the way things are run here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
You've heard that
if
one?
You don't like it, get out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he does make a valid point in places like Saudi Arabia and China where dissenters are dealt with pretty harshly. I think anybody would adjust their viewpoint on the U.S. You know, comparatively speaking, we in America enjoy a tremendous amount of freedom.
That may be true, yes. However, what you're talking about, as I pointed out before, is like comparing cancers, Mike. I mean, just because we have some more freedoms than some other countries doesn't mean that we should just sit back and say, well, gosh, we're just living in the greatest place on earth. We should just shut up and deal with it.
No, we should just
shut up and deal with all the tyranny that this government is shoving down our throats. That's what you're saying, right?
I don't really think that way. You know, you guys have both made clear, you and Mark, and I haven't heard much from Torgo and the other guys, but I imagine you all feel the same way, that you believe that we're increasingly under a tyrannical government that's heading straight toward a police state, and I've heard
we're in the police state, my friend.
I think we back it up with facts every single day. But go ahead.
Okay. Okay. And you think our current system of government gets in the way of what you guys consider unrestricted freedom and liberty?
Well, I'm just looking for some more freedom and liberty.
More. Okay.
Yeah. And I would like to see freedom and liberty for everybody, but I'll deal with
I'm
just
wondering,
for me.
This is a different subject. I'm wondering what the limits are of your freedom and liberty, but
the limits are simple. Well, hold on. You said you were wondering, and then you can ask your question.
Okay.
The limits of what we're proposing are very simple. Private property. So I have the freedom to control my property. You have the freedom to control your property. It's really very simple. In fact, you don't have freedom unless you can actually have property that you can control.
That's it? That's all. That's the limit of your freedom and liberty.
Is what's confusing about that?
That's really all you need. What else is there?
Well, I just thought that you guys, I mean, from things that I've heard, you know, like, that you guys have wanted a lot more freedom than that.
I don't understand what part about private property rights, full 100% private property rights, don't you understand as
well? I'm not necessarily against that myself.
So what do you think that we're suggesting that we want to restrict? Because that means that you have total freedom to control your life. It means
you
get to keep all the money that you earn.
You know, you've talked about a lot of other issues when you refer to a tyrannical, out-of-control government.
Right. Then we're attacking what the government's doing to destroy freedom. We're not necessarily presenting the vision of what freedom really means, which is what you just asked us about. We're pointing out how it is that this government is destroying freedom. So there's two different issues there.
You guys are of the libertarian persuasion?
Yes, sir.
Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
Okay. A question I wanted to ask you is, if there was another country that was libertarian, straight up libertarian, just the way you like it, would you guys be willing to move there? Because you're moving to New
Hampshire. You better believe it. I'd be there in a heartbeat.
First thing smoking.
Yep.
Which is why we're going to the free state, Mike, because people like us, we realize that there is no country out there that it has real freedom. And so our point is we're going to all get together from around the country, from around the world, liberty lovers, all going to move to the same state in order to set it free. And I don't care if that means we have to secede from the Union. That, now, I'd like to point out that the Free State Project is not a secessionist movement, but nonetheless, I've yet to, you know, I've pretty much given up. I have no love at all whatsoever for the federal government, and I can't see any reason to have it around anymore. So, we'll do is we'll just secede New Hampshire, and then we will have that free state. And then people like us will all come there, and the rest of you guys can have your socialist fascism.
The way I see it is, in, you know, if you'd rather go to another country that's libertarian, in the meantime, you'll just stay here in America and enjoy its limited freedoms while you guys go on bad-mouthing it. Because, you know, America is a system of government that's gone on just fine for centuries.
No, the America's system of government.
It does provide freedoms that we all enjoy.
America's system of government has provided all kinds of different freedoms throughout its 200-plus years. Now, think, it didn't provide freedom to black people for quite some time. It didn't provide freedom to women. And currently, you can see that it doesn't provide the same freedom that you have had in, say, your telephone calls or your banking records. I mean, freedoms ebb and flow in America. To say that America is land of the free is really short-sighted and not looking at the facts.
So you think now that we have less freedoms than we had before or more?
I think that in areas, you know, being a white male, I have fewer.
But see, the difference I see between me and what you guys are saying is that I'm, you know, I like the government the way it is. I think that there's some things to be changed. I wouldn't want to completely overturn it.
Obviously you do, and you have not figured out yet, clearly, Mike, that the government is the power to tax, and the power to tax is the power to steal from people.
Right.
And if you like the government the way it is, then that means that you're endorsing legalized theft, aren't you?
Well, it's not theft if you willingly give it over. You know what I mean?
But I'm not willingly giving it over. So then it is theft.
Well,
yeah.
You're living in this country. See, that's what it gets back around to. You know, you guys are staying here and enjoying its freedom while you're bad-mouthing and saying they're stealing from you.
They are stealing from
me. But they are stealing from me.
Because you're living here.
No.
What? All right, Mike, let me ask
Wait
you a couple
second.
Of questions. Let me
this
ask...
isn't their country, Mike. It's mine, too.
Right.
And they're stealing from me.
There's bills to pay. There's bills to that, you know, a government does
bills
have...
that somebody else agreed to, not me.
Then it gets, you know, it really...
It's them sticking their hand in my pocket, taking my money to pay their bills.
That's all it is, man. We never consented to it, Mike. Just because you're happy and pleased with what's going on in the government today doesn't mean that we said it was all right. And how it is that you think you can just force people into that situation, I just don't understand the mindset.
Well, I hope you guys have a chance one day to find, you know, to be able to abandon America and find a country
We are abandoning America. This country has abandoned its principles. There's a story today from Fox News where somebody was on the air proposing an office of censorship. These people are talking about, you said before that, you know, we got all these liberties and boy, we should be so happy about it. But how do you feel when you see the freedoms going away? Or do you just not believe that they are going away? Because now they're talking about censoring news outlets because they're printing things the government doesn't like.
Well,
that's happening right now.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me, you know, that type of stuff. And I mean, you can pick out these problems. But first of all, has it actually been enacted? I mean, have they actually done it?
Well, it seems to me with didn't you call in last week wanting to see the editor-in-chief of the New York Times ridden out of town on a rail because of his what they chose to print?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if our government wasn't...
I think they should be tried for treason.
Okay, and there you go. And if our government wasn't doing, you know, this foreign interventionism, he would have never had anything to report. Do you understand? If our government was an atrophied, you know, little thing that kind of ran, you know, a couple of little programs, maybe, I don't know, you know, if it was some tiny little program instead of trying to take over the world like they are, then there wouldn't be anything for the New York Times to really be treasonous about.
Do you honestly believe they're trying to take over the world, though?
They have taken over the world.
They're trying to tell the world how to live, at the very least. Mike, call us again sometime. Thanks, as always. 1-800-259-9231. Somebody just living in this fantasy that this government is an okay entity. That theft is acceptable so long as his party's the one in charge. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site, totally free. Over 115,000 posts on our bulletin board system. Over 1,100 people are interacting there. And there's all kinds of different topics. Everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all for free. bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com. We'll take you right to it. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. You know, we've had a few calls from that gentleman that just spoke to us a few moments ago,
Mike,
in Texas. And you can tell that Mike's kind of new to Free Talk Live.
He's struggling with some of the concepts.
He is definitely struggling with some of the concepts. And
as I did, when I learned about libertarianism.
As many people have. And it's hard to get, especially when you're actually in the midst of a conversation with opinionated talk show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So the real issue here, Mike, is the theft. Really, that's what the issue is. That's when you boil all of the government programs down, and I bet, you know, Mike says he agrees with what our government's doing today, but I bet there have been a few administrations in the past where he has been less than in agreement with them. Maybe Bill Clinton.
Perhaps.
I'm going out on a limb here. And in that case, he might have had a little bit more of a vehement objection. Perhaps he didn't like the fact that they rolled tanks through the Waco building, for instance, the David Koresh compound.
I don't like that much myself.
Right, and all the other freedom-destroying things that happened then, because each president...
Ruby Ridge?
Yeah, each president over time has destroyed freedom a little bit more and a little bit more.
Ileana Gonzalez.
Things have just been accelerating since 2001. We've been losing more of our freedoms at a much faster clip. But when you boil it all down, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican that's in office, the fact is they're taking people's money from them on a coercive basis. They're stealing it because I'm not handing it over voluntarily. You're not handing it over voluntarily. In fact, I've been in the midst of an email conversation with somebody sent me just an email. Some coordinator for the fair tax in Orlando sent me an email over the weekend asking if we would have one of their representatives on the show.
Sure, we'll tear them to pieces.
I'd be all about that.
I wrote her back, and I said, well, you know, you have to understand, we've talked about this before. You're welcome to call in. I wasn't going to schedule them as a guest. I said, look, if you want to have one of your people call in and talk about your issue, that's fine. And I wrote her back, and essentially I asked her, would it be voluntary? Because she mentioned how, well, if we have the fair tax, it would be voluntary for people to pay. If you didn't want to pay it, you could just buy used products. That's what she said. And I said, well, would it be voluntary for the retailers to collect the fair tax? And it's now been three times that I've asked that very simple, straightforward question, and she has responded with just a dodge. Either she just doesn't understand it, and I've actually asked her in my most recent email, you know, what part of this question don't you understand? I'm a retailer. Is it voluntary for me to collect the sales tax? Her most recent response was, well, you collect the sales tax for the state of Florida. And she just totally just, whoo, right over her head. The people don't seem to realize the coercive nature of taxation. And, Mark, you've explained it so many times how simple it is to understand when you don't pay your taxes, what happens to you?
Well, when you don't pay your taxes, at some point or another, some guy with a gun comes along and forces you to. He won't do it right away. First, they send letters and say, "Hey, you got to pay your taxes."
How long would it take?
Whatever kind of tax it is, if you're running
property taxes,
if you're running a business, they're going to send you a piece of paper from the government. If you're having property taxes, they're going to send you a piece of paper from the city government. If it's your income tax, the IRS is going to send you a piece of paper. Whatever, it's just a letter saying, "Hey, fork up,
or else."
Yeah, and then at some point or another, they're going to come looking for you and be like, "Hey, you getting our letters? What's happening here? We want our money." And you'll be like, I really don't have to give you any money. I don't feel like you're giving me anything, and I certainly didn't ask you for it, whatever you are giving me. So I'm not going to be giving you anything. Get out of here.
But Mike is convinced that we owe these taxes because we live here, because we were born within this particular set of boundaries, this big plot of land known as the United States
of America. With an imaginary line around it.
Right, because we were born here that we owe it to the government. We owe this money to the state. And I don't understand how it is that he could come... How can somebody think that way?
Well, it's...
Where is the obligation created?
It's an understanding. It's a complete agreement in America. Almost entire agreement. There might be 1% of the population that believes otherwise, that you don't owe taxes to the government. Whether or not they believe you should pay... that they are going to pay them, they do believe that they are owed to the government. Even tax dodgers know that they owe the money. They just want to figure out some way not to do it. So... it's a large amount of agreement there, and it's difficult to get around.
But it's an agreement based on ignorance. It's agreement based on lies, misinformation, half-truths, tradition. People just doing what they think is appropriate. When you get to the point of having your first job at 15 or 16, your parents tell you that, you know, first you go in, you have to fill out these forms, and your parents tell you you have to pay taxes, and nobody questions it. Nobody asks why. Nobody says, well, who created the obligation for me to pay taxes? And at what point did I agree to be obligated? At what point did I sign in? Now, I don't know if Mike's type of person would come up with this social contract idea, but that's something you hear from the left, the socialists.
That's
quite often
the lefties, not the conservatives.
But nonetheless,
sounds to me like Mike's a conservative. It's just a guess.
But it also sounds to me like he believes that there is some sort of a social contract, even though he might not necessarily label it that way.
I think that we were all taught a social contract in high school.
Absolutely.
I don't remember that at all.
Oh. Did you ever get taught about the federal government? Did you ever take an American government class?
Yeah.
Did you ever get taught about the IRS and about taxation?
I don't think so. I don't know. I don't remember anything about a social contract. That's all.
Okay. No, I'm not saying the words social contract were used, but when you were taught about how taxation works, when you took an American government class, when you took a consumer math class and were taught how to fill out your tax form, you were taught in the fashion of this is your responsibility to
actually
pay your taxes. Okay, well, if you took
I didn't take consumer math either.
If you took a consumer math class, they taught you how to fill out a tax form. But even so,
consumer math was for dummies when I was in school.
Okay, well, even so, if you took an American government class or if you took an American history class, they still talked about taxation, and they talked about it as though it were a fact that this is your responsibility to pay it. So,
and as
you
expected, it's a government school.
You were taught the social contract.
I see.
But the words social contract didn't come out of anyone's mouth.
Sure, nor did a contract appear for me to sign either.
No, you were taught that this is the way things are. So the goal was to indoctrinate you into believing in the agreement.
It's worked brilliantly. Everyone has been very well indoctrinated. And now we are rolling very quickly down the path towards totalitarian rule in this country. And Mike said he didn't believe that, you know, this could be a, you know, an unfree state, that America, we've got the most freedom of all the other countries. Well, what do you have to say when a man from Argentina is critiquing the freedoms of America? I mean, if we really are the freest country in America, how is it that
in the world?
How is it that somebody could come here and have such a bad thing happened to them? This man, we're going to give you his story and his words here in a moment, but in a nutshell, he got a job legitimately. He got a visa legitimately to come here to America to work for an American company. He tried to make his appointment in Los Angeles. He really did want to go and get this job. He never made it. We'll give you his story as to what happened to him and what could happen to you in this so-called free America. Coming up, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. And for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals. Our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle's from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. It is the Monday edition of the show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our site totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Three, count them, three brand-new Shriners added to the site over the weekend. And, of course, if you're on the updates list, you heard about it first. Updates.freetalklive.com gets you signed up for that. And you can go visit the Shrine, which is the lady listeners of the show sending us their validated photos, which means that in the picture they're proving that they listen to the show. So take a look at the Shrine, freetalklive.com.
So this one goes out to Mike, who started out the show tonight by calling in and claiming that this is indeed a free country. Well, I wonder what he would think about this.
It's a freer country, and that's the point he was trying to make.
I see.
He said, "If you would go to another country, yes. then you're a bad American." I think is what the implication was. But you know,
he said we should be happy with the amount of freedoms we have and shut up and go somewhere else if we don't like it.
Well, it's a little unfair. What if they rolled tanks down the street?
Well, I don't know what he would say to that.
it's slightly unfair.
They're protecting freedom.
But it's difficult to get past.
Our government wouldn't roll tanks down streets if they didn't have a reason for it.
If I don't smoke pot, then I'm free not to smoke pot. But if I do smoke pot, I'm not free to do that.
That's
you know? So to say that America's free is not looking at everything. If I don't think about the taxes that, since freedom exists in my mind, if I don't think about the taxes that I pay, then I'm free to not worry about it.
Sure.
But if I think about the 50% of the money that I make going away in taxes,
bye-bye,
then I'm not free. If I work half the day for the government, I'm half a slave.
Yes, you are.
I'm a slave to the government. And you can't be partially a slave.
You're either a slave
or you're not.
Yeah.
So you're a slave to the government. You get to keep some of your money.
Doesn't matter if they let you keep 99% or 1% or 50%. You're a slave.
But see, one of the things that Mike was saying was,
Oh, so I see. You're just going to sit here in this country and take advantage of the freedoms that we have while you continue to badmouth it. Well, the thing is, oh, well, you should go somewhere else if you don't like what's going on here.
It's not like the...
This is the only area in the world where we're going to have the amount of opportunity that we have right now, but this isn't what we want overall. This is not my ideal country. This isn't Ian's ideal country. I know it's not Mark's ideal country either. However, our ideal society and country doesn't exist. We can't go where we want to be because it isn't there. We have to try and create it. I'm not going to sit here and stay quiet about it because this is better than China, and right. I'm here. No.
We can and we should try to create what
exactly.
we want.
Exactly. I'm still going to work towards what I want.
Let's take the limited freedoms that we have and do everything we possibly can within our purview to expand them as much as possible instead of just kicking back and saying, well, they're better than everyone else.
And the country was founded by men who spoke of liberty, concepts of liberty and freedom. So we're only hearkening back to what the country was founded on. The fact that we don't agree with the disgusting, greedy, piggish politicians that have taken over this country does not make us bad Americans. It makes us Americans that are disgusted with the disgusting, piggish, greedy politicians that have taken over America.
And let's make it clear, there are Republicans and Democrats who are disgusting.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right, so here is some disgusting stuff for you from Pupano.com. I've recently been offered a job in the United States as a software developer. It seems the company was very interested in hiring me because just to make a second interview, they offered to pay me for the flights, the hotel, the transportation that I would need. So I went. This is the story of my trip that ended up much different than I expected. I never reached my destination, Los Angeles. I was held prisoner in Atlanta, in fact, until I was put back on a plane to Buenos Aires, Argentina. If you want to know more about what happened to me, then keep reading, and we will. My most important advice is don't go to the USA. It has turned into a fascist country ruled by fascist authorities that put fascist brainwashed police officers on immigrations and who knows what else. On Argentina, at least, immigration personnel are not police officers. They're administrative people that just know how to use the computers and manage all that bureaucracy. United States immigration personnel are police officers armed with guns, handcuffs, sticks, and all of that, and a big set of scare tactics that seem to be taken from the Gestapo handbook. If you're looking for a better place to live, there are plenty of other countries to try first, and then he names a few of them. So, I arrived at Atlanta. I presented my passport with a valid B1, B2 tourism business visa. So he went through all the bureaucratic steps that it took to come in here legally. This is a story about a legal immigrant and how we treat legal people. Since I was asked when I was in the last, for the last time in the United States. Unlike what I expected, they didn't care much about what I was going to do now. They cared about what I did. So I told them that I spent a year in the United States from 2001 to 2002. I was mistaken. It was from 2002 to 2003, but it was an honest mistake. I mean, who can always remember dates where they were someplace?
Transposing a digit is not unusual.
So the bureaucrat asked me what I did during that time. So far, so good. I replied, tourism. He asked where I worked, and I told him that I didn't work. The immigration officer told me, do you know what the penalty is for lying to me? I replied, I don't know, but I'm not lying. He re-asked the same questions a couple more times. I asked for clarification about what exactly I was lying about, because the officer was being very abstract. It could have been the dates that I misremembered. That officer then told me that if I followed that route, I was going to jail, put my passport and other papers in an orange folder, and told me to go to a special office. That's the route to jail, he said. Not guilty or until proven otherwise is already dead in the United States. I was guilty since I set foot in the USA, and I didn't even know about what. I asked why this was happening, and it was replied that it was because I was a liar. I went to that office that I later found out was called the orange sector.
That sounds ominous in and of itself.
It does.
I don't even care what it is they do there. It's, we'll send you to the orange sector.
Yes, and here's the description of the orange sector. My folder was put in a rack of folders, and eventually I was called. So it begins. Meanwhile, I saw other people come and go. It seems every time there are any doubts about you, your passport, or whatever, you're sent to the orange sector. If you've stayed for more than 2 or 3 months, you're automatically sent to the orange sector, it seems. This orange sector is a big office with 4 or 5 computers, some cameras, and a lot of chairs. Something to note is that the door to come in can only be opened by an officer pressing a button on the other side of the room to get in or to get out. I was allowed in and asked the same questions by another officer. This one told me, "You're not currently in any trouble. If you lie to me, you'll be in trouble," meaning jail. They kept throwing those kind of threats to me. They told me that if there was any record, they were going to find it. They were determined to not let me in.
Oh, my God.
This is a man with a valid visa and, you know, a reason to be here from a business. I got scared, and I eventually wanted to leave the country very badly. My lovely wife was at home missing me, and I was missing her. I asked myself what the hell I was doing here and admitted, finally, that I'd worked for 2 weeks, receiving a total of $900. The truth is that I wanted to live in the United States, so my parents and I had gone to the USA, founded a company, and tried to make it work. We took all of our money and invested it in that company. We paid U.S. attorneys to find a way to stay legally in the U.S. We learned about the rules and how to play the game. We paid our taxes. The company was founded by my father, and the work that I did was through that company when trying to make the company work. So this was a couple of years ago when he came here for that one
right.
year period of time. He spent 2 years working for his family's company that they tried to start. During that period, we saw lots of people use fake IDs, staying beyond their visas, faking documents, applying for visas over false assumptions that the lawyers ensured that were good. We didn't want that. We wanted to do it legally, by the rules, and we made a great effort towards it. What a mistake. We should have used the non-legal resources, filled our pockets with dollars, and run away. Once I gave them a reason to deport me, they didn't ask anything else. That was all they wanted, just a reason to deport me. They weren't after the truth. They didn't even care if I did anything else. They wanted deportation. After the threats, I wanted it as well. After that, they didn't give me much more information. I asked to make a phone call, called my wife, and the Argentinian embassy in the United States, and the people that was going to wait, and the people that were going to wait for me in Los Angeles. I waited in that orange room with my bag packed. Thankfully, I was carrying sandwiches because they didn't have any vegetarian's meals to offer me, as I would have starved. He goes on because there's a little bit more to this story, like some of the questions that they asked him. We'll explore. This is your free country in action. Oh, wait. This isn't a free country after all, is it? 800-259-9231. More Police State of America coming up.
OPCPure.com.
What are you doing?
Energizing. OPCPure.com.
Energizing?
And celebrating. OPCPure.com.
Celebrating what?
By energizing.
What? You're crazy.
Not crazy. Just excited. I finally found the all-natural products that restore my energy without chemicals or toxins. I don't even experience the crash and burn I get from energy drinks, coffee, or sugar highs. I'm a healthier man, and I feel great.
OPC what?
OPCPure.com, my friend. OPCPure.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of great stuff on our website. What do we ask in return for giving it away for free?
Babies. Your firstborn children.
Oh, gosh, I certainly don't want any kids. So no, all I want is a vote. And it's very simple. It's at the beginning of the month, which means that we need to push as many votes right now as possible. It's an all-month-long process, but the more votes we can get in the front of the month, the better off we'll do all month long.
Right.
Last month we racked up about 700 votes, or just over 700 votes total. We needed another 500 on top of that in order to stay at number one, so we ended up finishing the month at number four, which isn't terrible, but it's not as good as it could have been. So we're leading pretty solidly at the moment. We are currently number one in the world, the number one podcast, thanks to your votes. But if you've yet to vote this month, we need you to go now to vote.freetalklive.com. It takes you less than a minute. You won't be spammed, and there is email verification involved here, so it's you will have to check your email to complete the process, but not very difficult.
Generally, throughout the month, we kind of shoot up, and we shoot our wad, we get to where we're going to get, and then we slowly tick downward, as it were. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
You know, wadding is used in shooting ball and
right,
musket.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
A wad of spitball or something
correct.
Like that. Right.
Yeah.
And weird looks on your face.
I don't know why you're looking at me funny. Go ahead now.
Anyway, we slowly tick down. We need to get up as high as we can possibly get.
That's right.
There in the first couple of days.
And our friends over at Downsize DC have helped us out already this month, so big thanks to Jim Babka and the crew over there. But we still need you guys to vote and then tell some friends as well. So go to vote.freetalklive.com.
So all Mark's saying is that we need more staying power.
There you go. We're reading a story, a pretty disturbing story, from an Argentinian man who had come here on a legal work visa, B1, B2, legal visa. He was invited here by a company to come for a job. And he tried to get to Los Angeles, but he never made it through Atlanta because the officious, busybody bureaucrats decided to ask him a bunch of questions, and they didn't like his answers. And so they took him to a place called the Orange Sector.
Well, it sounds like he was telling them lies. I mean, and that's not it's not exactly a recipe for doing well with the
How about
police.
We just not harass people that want to come here and make a better life for themselves?
And I just want to make it clear.
He told a very small lie about whether or not he had worked while he was here before, when he was here for a year earlier in 2003.
But at the same time, that does, and I hate to say this, that does shoot a little hole in his credibility, because he's going on about how much he wanted to do this legally, and then in the interview process of the legal entry into the country he wanted to make, he opened it by lying to them.
Nonetheless, this is not the treatment that I think that we should be giving.
Oh, absolutely not. But I just don't want to make this guy sound like the saint that, you know, he may be getting portrayed as.
Maybe he was concerned that, I don't know, I don't know much about his situation and what he was doing when he was working here. He said he was working for his family, but maybe he didn't want the bureaucrats to get real nosy into that situation and ask a bunch more questions about the business and whether it was legal. I mean, maybe he just thought that he could just say, no, he didn't work here, and just move through the process.
Okay, that's fine.
Anyway, so let's continue with a little bit more of what happened to him while he was in the orange sector waiting to be deported. So I spent a lot of hours in the orange sector seeing people come and go and watching how the policemen work. When there's anything slightly suspicious with you, and that can be anything to the eyes of the policeman, they send you to the orange sector. Once you're in the orange sector, you'll encounter even more police. A room full of cameras, some little rooms, and the cells. More about that later. It has some rows of chairs, like any waiting room you'd find in an airport, and the doors can only be opened by the officers. There, they'll ask you the same things again. They'll do their best to look friendly. They'll say, you're not in trouble, just tell me a reason to deport you. That's all I want. After a while, they'll stop being friendly, and then the scare tactics will appear. It's common to hear things like, if I find that you lied to me, I'll put you in jail for 2 months. And less than you can count 1, 2, and 3, you'll be in the front of a judge in a courtroom.
Well, I don't think this guy, in particular, should be put in jail for anything. I think lying is a freedom of speech. I don't think it's good or anything like that, but he should just, the worst thing that should happen to a guy that's lied on his application, in his application process, he shouldn't be allowed in, that's all.
It wasn't even an application process.
He lied during the application process.
No, this is not an application process. It was just a nosy bureaucrat asking a bunch of questions. He'd already
gotten
the visa.
He'd already got the visa, but he's still applying to get in the country even when he's got the visa.
He had gotten that the visa is the application to get into the country.
Look,
as I understand
he
it.
He lied to these people.
The visa is permission to stay in the country once you've made it through customs.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, there was a there was a woman that was more decided to get in than me, and she had to stand all of these tactics. They kept her in the orange room for about 3 hours. She waited for most of the time on the seats next to me in between the cells. The calls were a session of those scare tactics. She was tough, so they eventually told her, write down the name of all the people you know in the United States and their phone numbers. Now, this is
that
a tactic we've
easy.
Heard about before. This is a tactic that I've actually seen used by the customs people before. She wrote down a couple of names, but without last names, and a phone number. The police didn't like that, so after a couple of threats, he took her bag and emptied it on the table. He then gathered all of the business cards that he found, the cell phone, he checked everything, and made her sit and went to another room to start calling all of those people.
What's the point of this?
It's to be a busybody, harassing bureaucrat, and get into people's private business, because they think that your business is their business, and they deserve to know in their minds exactly what it is you're going to do every single step of the way along your trip.
Well, I don't think this is really customs purview. I mean, I understand that there's...
This may not be customs.
No,
it's maybe TSA.
Yeah, TSA,
know.
Homeland Security, who knows?
I see.
It's the orange sector.
All
we don't know who the agents
yeah.
are at this point.
All he knows is he's talking to people that he considers police. He
right.
doesn't know what the agency
sure.
is. It's just somebody shoving him around. So he says they're probably gathering evidence about her and finding other people to deport. Another woman was carrying a video camera, and the officer made her play the video that was on it. One guy was forced to turn on his laptop and show the officer his files. When the first woman was left out, can you imagine that, Mark?
That's a little crazy.
We've been to the airport recently. They do give laptops a little bit of special attention, but they just make you take them out of your case. But apparently when you're an immigrant, you have to show off your files to the police. What does that mean? There's so many files on your computer. I wonder how deep the police officer wanted to go in the file examination process. What's
you know,
that about?
And the thing, this sort of thing happened to me once. I came from Canada, and they just shook down my van like you wouldn't believe. Somehow, a guy with tattoos and a white panel van just tipped him off, and they put a dog through there. The whole thing. I can't imagine if I would have had a laptop, would they have wanted to go through my files too? I mean, would we accept
that? Would have been sad because you wouldn't have known how to show them.
Right.
Sir, I don't even know how to turn this thing on, really.
I can turn mine on. After that, it starts getting dicey.
1-800-259-9230. When he goes into description of a cell that he was eventually thrown into to await his deportation, because there's only so many planes you can, you know, you have to wait for a period of time to get on a plane back to the country that you came
right,
from.
Right, right.
So they threw him in a cell with some other people. They took all of his stuff from him. He was essentially jailed. There was an open air toilet, like in many jails.
Are you kidding?
Yep, where you get to, you know, sit and go to the bathroom in front of everybody else.
I suppose if you have to do that sort of bathrooming, I imagine you're probably so upset that that's not really happening.
According to, well, you know, there were guys that did have to go, and apparently at some points, apparently you could, now I don't know if it's this way in jail, but in this cell, you couldn't actually flush the toilet yourself.
They Why?
Flushed it from the outside of the cell around every 30 minutes.
Interesting.
But that's at best. He said that apparently it's just sort of what you did just sort of sat in the bowl, and then somebody else would have to go and go on top of that, and eventually, if one of the guards was feeling nice, they'd come by and flush the toilet for you.
Oh, well, that's nice.
This is great. It's really just a great way to treat other human beings, isn't it? This is going on in your airport.
These aren't human beings. They're immigrants.
Oh, that's right. Because they're colored differently.
Right, exactly.
You know, I wonder if white immigrants
people,
have different...
People are white.
Oh.
Yeah.
There's two categories, then. There's immigrants and people.
Right, right.
I wonder if, just seriously, though, I wonder if white immigrants have an easier time coming to this country.
Well, Argentinians are generally pretty darn close to white.
Are they?
Yeah.
They don't have that kind of southern brown flavor, that South American...
southern brown flavor, huh?
...to their skin.
Oh, you're killing me. It sounded like you were describing drippings in a gravy pan. I don't know why.
Well,
man, I don't know.
It's very similar to the way Cubans look generally. I mean, there's certainly some variation, just as there is in Cuba.
Okay. Well, there's more to his story, and it's really just sad, and I'll post this link on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com if you want to explore it yourself. But just a sad story. The man had a job, had a legal process to get here, was following the law, and was refused, turned around, ejected from our economy, not allowed to come here and create wealth for himself or the rest of the people in America. Pretty sad. This is your so-called free country. More on the way. Speaking of freedom, Virginia is 1,000 times more free today. Torgo will explain on the way in hour number two. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.